From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Chemical Weapons Monitoring Group says inspectors have collected samples at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago in the Syrian town of Douma. Emergency responders said at least 40 people were killed there on April 7th, which the U.S. and allies have blamed the suspected attack on the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. They reacted with missile strikes on the country's chemical weapons infrastructure. Syrian government has denied using chemical weapons, a violation of international law, and invited the inspectors to investigate. North Korea's official news agency says the country will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology unless provoked. It also halted missile tests effective Saturday. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop welcomed the announcement with caution.
The statements by North Korea must be followed by verifiable steps that they are going to comply with the numerous UN Security Council resolutions that ban North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs.
President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. lawmakers are strongly endorsing continued American military engagement in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to assure it does not become a hub for terrorism. United States involvement has been a divisive issue ever since the administration of Barack Obama launched a UN-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown. That was in 2011. This is VOA News. Four former U.S. presidents were among the 1,500 mourners who paid their respects on Saturday to former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton also attended the funeral. Current First Lady Melania Trump was there along with former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton. Melania Trump, representing President Trump at the service, he had tweeted earlier in the day that he was heading to the Southern White House to watch the funeral on television. Barbara Bush selected her second oldest son and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush to deliver the eulogy.
Even in her 90s, Mom could strike fear into her grandchildren, nephews, nieces, and her children if someone didn't behave. There were no safe spaces or microaggressions allowed with Barbara Pierce Bush. But in the end, every grandchild knew their Granny loved them.
Barbara Bush is being buried at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University, about 160 kilometers north of Houston, where the couple's three-year-old daughter Robin is buried. She died of leukemia in 1953. A new Associated Press NROC, Center for Public Affairs, research poll is finding that Americans feel relations with Russia, China, and North Korea are going to worsen over the next year. Ben Thomas reports.
The AP NORC poll finds nearly half of respondents expect relations to sour with China and North Korea, and more than half see things deteriorating with Russia, though the numbers do differ depending on political affiliations. 40% of Republicans see relations with Russia staying about the same, while another 40% expect it to worsen, and just 20% see it getting better. Republicans are more optimistic on North Korea, however. 40% think relations will improve, and just 25% expect it to worsen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
United States is calling out North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran as, I quote, morally reprehensible governments that violate human rights on a nearly daily basis. But the U.S. State Department's country reports on human rights practices for 2017 also cited improvements in some countries' records, including Liberia, Uzbekistan, and Mexico. Earth Day is today, April 22nd. That's when many people stop to think about the health of the world environment, and like a New Year's Day for nature, many are making Earth Day resolutions that they will treat the world around them more responsibly. First Earth Day celebrated in 1970. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.